Fourth chapter, and folks will probably think that I've been listening to charismatic preaching, but I really haven't. Amen. I feel like there's an element that we lack in our holiness churches, and you might say it's the simplicity of the gospel. It's simple, it's very simple, but if the devil has ever used a tool in these last days, he's used this tool right here. Amen. And I'm going to preach for a few minutes, amen, about what the devil is causing. Conflict, amen. Hard feelings, strife, bitterness, amen. And I'd like to preach for a few minutes, amen, on the love of God. It's simple, isn't it? It's so simple. I'm kind of a simple type fella. I'm not a deep theologian, Brother Rick, but God knows my heart. Every one of us has probably been hurt, talked about, so on and so forth. Does that not give us one, amen, it does not give us one reason to get bitter, get hard, amen. Let's read tonight, as the Lord will help us. Fourth chapter, 1 John. Most of you Bible readers know where I'm going. Amen. Seventh verse, we'll start and read most of that chapter. Beloved, Brother Collins taught me one thing. He said, if you don't have anything to say, and you can't think of nothing to say, read the Bible. Just read the Bible. Well, I don't know how much I'll say, but I'm going to read a few verses of Scripture. Amen, this evening. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And I understand you're already thinking, well, the charismatics just wear this out. Well, I understand they wear this out, and they probably misuse it. Amen. But we need to come to this more now than we ever have in our lives. It's the devil's job to cause division, amen, among the churches and among people. But we're going to have to love one another regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what people do or what they say or what actions they take against you. We're going to have to love one another. Amen. Are we not going to heaven with each other? Amen. Well, glory. And this was manifested, the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. John 3:16. Simplicity of the gospel. You don't hear it preached because you folks don't think that you're a very deep theologian. Amen. If you preach on John 3:16. Amen. The 10th verse, herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whatsoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believeth that the love that God hath to us, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And I'm going to stop right there. And let's go to the book of Matthew. As gospel, and we're talking about the end time here in this verse of Scripture. Amen. The 12th verse of the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew says this, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, this evening, that in our movement, not the other churches and the Baptists or the Presbyterians, but right here in our movement, our holiness churches,
our holiness people, our holiness pastors, amen, do not have love, amen, one for another like we need to have it, amen. We've got strife, we've got bitterness among us, amen. But can I tell you, if you're going to God's good heaven, you're going to have to love your brother, you're going to have to love your sister. Makes no difference what they do, amen. And if you've been in this walk very long at all, you're going to have brothers and sisters do you wrong. Good people will do you wrong. Good people the devil uses. Not intentionally, but he does. Good people. Praise God. It's not our job to get back, to get even. Amen. It's not our job. You know what the Bible says here? We're going to read it. We have trouble. We have trouble doing it. Amen. The 44th verse. I'm not going to be very long, but it's on my heart. I can't help it. Fifth chapter of Matthew, the 44th verse. Amen. Says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Well, that's the day and hour that we're living in, church. Amen. The love of many will wax cold, the Bible says. We're living in that day and that hour. And people are carnally minded. And when people ain't praying, amen, they're going to say things they shouldn't say. Amen. I know that in our church work, I love people. I love preachers. And I love people of God with all of my heart. Amen. But the devil will use your best friend. He'll use whoever he can, amen, to get to you, to get to your heart, amen. That's right, he'll try his best to get to your heart. The statement's made, I have to love them to go to heaven. Well, that's the wrong statement. If you have to love them, amen, your heart is not right. You've got to love them with a pure heart, amen. I know, I could say some things here and I'm not going to. Amen. It's not going to be wisdom. But can I tell you, there'll be men that'll hurt you. There'll be men that'll say things about you. Amen. There'll be brothers and sisters. I don't care what area it is, church. That's right. You better get bitterness out of your heart. You better get hatred out of your heart. You better get envy out of your heart. If it's your brother or sister in the church, you better get it out. If it's your preacher brother, if it's your pastor, amen. Pastors are human. They're not always right. Sometimes we're wrong. Amen. But don't get bitterness in your heart over it. Amen. Get right with God. And if we're going to, I've been preaching a lot, praise God, on revival. And if we're going to have revival once again that our forefathers and the old timers talked about, we're going to have to get to genuine love of God in our hearts. Amen. Amen. Fervently love. Unfeigned love means hypocritical love. We shake hands with our brothers and our sisters because we have to. But the brother and sister that done you bad, talked about you, amen, owed you money and didn't pay you, they're the very ones the Bible said pray for them that despitefully use you. If you don't get it out of your heart, you'll never have revival. We have 15 or 20 people in our churches that have hard feelings and bitterness, amen. Revival will never break out because we're not in unity. Amen. We're going to have to get in unity if revival is going to break out. Amen. We'll have to get the love of God in our hearts. My mama can tell you, she's sitting here. She could tell you some things. Hey, man, she's not going to. Hey, man, because she wouldn't be right if she did. Hey, man. Makes no difference what they say, what they do. Amen. Pray for them that despitefully use you. And see, just let go and see what God will do. God will take care of it. Don't put it in your own hands. Let God take care of it. Amen. Praise God. We have enough division among us. And I'm tired of division. I've been preaching on unity. I don't care how you decide on the issues. I believe in holiness. I believe in standards. But there's some issues among us that is dividing us from fellowship. Amen. Brother Crane is one of my, I hope I can say this right, one of the best friends I've got. That's right. Brother Valentine, I feel like the Lord sent me down there. Amen. But I feel like He sent me down there to meet Brother Richard Crane. That's right. But you know what? I don't know what they are, but me and Brother Crane probably differs in some areas. Brother Rick Bradley, Brother Asher, man, you probably differ in some areas. Hey, man, I'm not talking about holiness now. I'm not talking about going worldly. You forget it. My mind is set. I'm set for the defense of the gospel. I believe in holiness. I believe in looking like holiness, acting like holiness. And right now, that's what I'm preaching about, acting like holiness. If you don't have the love of God in your heart, the Bible says you're a liar. The Bible says you're a liar. You're going to hell. You're not going to make it. You can have all the standards. You can do all the things that you're supposed to. If you don't have the genuine love of God in your heart, you're not going to heaven. Amen. And if you're going to go to heaven, and if we're going to have revival, we've got to get everything out of our heart and out of the way. The devil's biggest tool nowadays is it's not just a brother against brother and sister against sister. It's family. My mama can tell you, it's right in our family. Hatred, bitterness, and strife. And it's moved into our churches now. Hey, if you can't shake hands with your preacher brother and tell him you love him, you better make a trip to the altar and get it out of your heart. I don't care what the differences has been over the years. We got some preachers, amen, that can't shake hands, tell each other they love them. Things happened 20 years ago. Bible says, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing towards the mark of the high calling. Praise God. What good does it do us to bring up yesterday? The things happened yesterday. We can't change it. Can't do nothing about it. Let's go forward from today. I've asked God, no matter what happens, Brother Rick Bradley, no matter what happens in my life, keep me humble, Lord. Keep me where I need to be. He has. It's in some ways I didn't want. I didn't like Brother Asher. I didn't know what I was asking when I asked the Lord that. Keep me humble. Keep me where I need to be. Don't let me get exalted in self. Don't let me think that I'm something, amen. Let the love of God reign in my life and in my heart. No matter no one what anyone does to you, whether it be in action or word or in deed, amen. You get the love of God in your heart for them. See what God will do for you. See what, if we was to come to this meeting, Brother Joey, Brother Moore, different all kind of preachers going to preach. And I hate I'm the first one to preach of the meeting. But I'll tell you what, if we'd get all the bitterness and hatred and strife, amen, all these things that's divided us over the issues, if we'd lay them aside and lay them down, come together in unity, we could have a Holy Ghost revival. Hey, Brother Collins, like you've never seen in your life. Amen. Amen. Every one of us could honestly say we might have reason enough to be angry or to be upset at our brother. But we don't, because the Bible tells us we don't. We still got to love them. Praise God. Amen. No matter what people does to us, we got to love people no matter what. Amen. You know what? I can honestly say, Brother Collins, I love God's people. I don't have anything in my heart. I feel like folks has done me wrong. That gives me no right to talk about them, to get even. That's right. I have no right. Pray for them that despitefully use you. That's right. I had my whole church praying, fasted. Brother Joey, I don't mean this. I hope you take this right. I'm a diabetic, and I like this part of being a diabetic. They say you got to eat every 2 hours. I like that part of it. But I eat too much every 2 hours. Amen. But I had some things coming against me, and I didn't know how to handle it. And that come to me, you probably say, well, that's the reason you're preaching the way you are. Maybe it is. Amen. I didn't know how to take it. I said, why, Lord? Why, Lord? You know about it. You know about it. Oh, I feel like the Lord said, pray for them. Pray for them. I fasted 4 days. First 2 days I got so sick. That ain't a lot. I know folks fast week, 2 weeks at a time. But it was a lot for me at that time. I had sugar and it was way up. I was sick. I was miserable for 2 days. The last 2 days I was all right, Brother Bradley. But for 2 days I suffered. You know what I done? I fasted and prayed for folks I felt like wasn't doing me right. Hey, you know what? They've never picked up the phone and called me. Hey, man, they just took it. Hey, man, but that don't give me no right to get angry, get upset. Did you know the very people that I thought would not preach for me is the ones that's preached for me and done me the most good? Is that right? That's right. The very people that I thought wasn't going to do me any good, I didn't want to come to my church. The Lord said, preach them. They done my church more good than my body. Hey, God. Hey, we got to get out of this fleshly mind and what we think about our brothers and our sisters. If they're godly, they're holy people. Let God speak to our hearts. A revival, I'm not going to tell you where or who, but the pastor and evangelist clashed as much as any two people I ever met. Clashed. You know what? Over 8 or 9 years since I've known the church, it's the best revival the church has ever had. That's right. Hey, we have no right to grudge, hold feelings, and fall out. Amen. Fall out over the issues. Amen. The issues that's among us, that's dividing us. We need to come together in unity with love. That's right. Come on, Brother Kearney.